Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Mem Zayin. We are holding on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Last two words on the page, Amar Rava. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother, called the Basimcha, Allah Shalom. So what we're going to discuss today is the following. First, we're going to talk about if a person, continuing the discussion, if a man gives multiple things to a woman and is Mekadisher, bazoo, without the Vavs, Be'elu, all the different permutations of when is she Mekudashas, and when is she not Mekudashas. What does the Does each one have to be worth a pruta? Do all of them together have to be worth a pruta? Does it matter if she eats them as you give them to her, and therefore they're not all there together? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the case of Mekadish B'milva, and the concept of Milva Lo Tsa Nitna. So we're going to have a machlokas whether Mekadish B'milva is Mekudashes, or Ein Mekudashes, and I'm going to try to bring a raya, whether, we already had this in the first part, we're going to have it in a much more elaborately over here, whether if the fact that that she owes you money, and then you're Mekadish her with the money that she already owes you, whether Mekudeshes or not. The Gemara is going to have two ways to explain the Machlokas about being Mekadish with a Milva that still has a Shavapruta left to it, meaning the Gemara is going to discuss does it make a difference if she still has the money, or if she's already spent all the money and she's already invested all the money, or you're Mekadish with a She'ela, you lent her something, not a Milva where you lend money, but you lent a thing, and it's still there. So what about that? Is that different than Mekadesh B'milva? Then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to begin. We're going to have the first three or four out of five different explanations of Machlokes or Meir Lechachamim about being Mekadesh B'milva in a shtar. So what exactly does that entail, and whether that's Mekudeshes or Eina Mekudeshes? So a lot about Mekadesh B'milva. It's a fairly complex sugya, but let's begin with Amar Rava, the last two words on the page, on daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. So just to get us back into what this discussion is going to be about, we had said on Mem Vav Amud Aleph that according to Rabbi Ami, when the Mishnah says Ha'isa Ocheles Rishona, right? If you recall, the Mishnah had three cases, and the third case was that the woman eats Rishona. You give her Tamara after Tamara, and she keeps eating them before you give her the next one. So we weren't sure, does that go on the first case of the Mishnah, or does that go on the second case of the Mishnah? First case of the Mishnah is, you say to the woman, Iskat Shili B'Tamarazu, Iskat Shili B'Zu, so we said it, that you give her two tomorrows, that if one of them is a Shavaputa, she's Mekudeshes, otherwise she's Eina Mekudeshes. Even if together they're worth a Shavaputa, because since you use the word Iskachi twice, we assumed you're doing separate acts of Kiddushin, so one of them needs to be worth a Shavaputa. Case number two was, you said B'Zu, V'Zu, V'Zu, so we assume that you mean to be Mekadisher with all of them together. So then we said, if all of them together are worth a Shavapruta, she's Mekadeshes, otherwise she's Eina Mekadeshes. Then the third case of the Mishnah was, you give her each tamara, and she eats each one. But so we said, Eina Mekadeshes, unless one of them is worth a Shavapruta. But we weren't clear whether that third case is talking about where he said Iskachili B'tamarazu, Iskachili B'zu, where he used the Sarpa Lashon and Kiddushin, or is that third case of the Mishnah talking about where he said B'zo, 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 where it's all combined. So we had said that Rabbi Ami, that according to Rabbi Ami, we could explain the Mishnah of Ocheles Rishona Rishona to be going on case number two, where you're Mekadish Isha with many different tomorrows, and you say, Areya Mekadishli B'zo, U'V'zo, so if she eats the earlier tomorrows before you finish giving her the tomorrows, then she's Eina Mekudeshes unless the very last tomorrow is worth a Shavapruta. So Amar Rava, Rava comments, Lo Shanu Ella, this din that we said that if she eats the earlier ones, she's not going to be Mekudeshes unless the last one is worth a Shavapruta, that's only Da Amar La Bazo Vazo Vazo. When he says, Areya Mekudeshli Bazo Uvazo Uvazo, where he gave her one tomorrow, and he said, and then she eats that tamara, and then he gives her a second tamara, and he says bazo, and then she eats that one, and then he gives her a third tamara, and he says uvazo. So since when he gave her the first tamaros, and she ate the first tamaros before he completed his sentence, he hadn't finished what he wanted to say, so he didn't intend to give her those tamaros bitaras kiddushin. It was bitaras pikadon, and therefore when she ate them, that was a loan that she was eating. Aval amr la be'elu, but if he said to her, I want you to be mekudeshes to me, be'elu, and then he started giving her tomorrows, then afilu ocheles, then even if she ate the earlier tomorrows, nami mekudeshes, she's going to be mekudeshes, because kika achla, midinafsha ka achla, because whatever she ate was already hers, because he already finished what he wanted to say, and he started giving her the tomorrows, betoras kiddushin, not as a pikadon, and therefore she's allowed to eat them right away. That is all part of the kiddushin. So you don't need the last one to be worth the shavapruta. Even if altogether they're worth the shavapruta, that's perfectly fine. So says the Gemara. So again, Rava's distinction was the difference between where a man says bezo and then he gives another one bezo, then he gives another one bezo, versus be'elu, and then he starts giving them one at a time. When he says be'elu and he starts giving them one at a time, then even if she eats them, they can all be mitzaref to equal the shavapruta. But if he says bezo and then gives another one bezo, and then gives another one bezo, so when she starts eating them, it's now they're not going to be mitzaref with each other. So Tanya Kavase de Rava, we have a brisa that supports Rava. This brisa is going to have four statements in it, or what seems like four statements in it. So we have to keep track of what they are. Statement number one: Hiskachili ba'alon uverimon uveegos. A man says to a woman, "I want you to be mekudeshes to me with different types of fruits." Oh, statement number two, Shamrla Hiskachili Be'elu. He says, I want you to be mekudeshes to me, without getting specific about the fruits, with these. And he gives her a basket of fruits. Imyesh Bekulan Shavapruta Mekudeshes. So in both of those cases, if altogether they're worth the Shavapruta, she's mekudeshes. V'imla v'ina mekudeshes. But if altogether they're not worth the Shavapruta, she's not mekudeshes. And case number three, bazo, uvazo, uvazo, im yesh bekulim shavaprutim kadashim, laveinim kadashas. If he gives her one at a time and he keeps saying, with this one, and with this one, and with this one, same din, that if they're all together worth a shavapruta, she's mukadashas, otherwise she's not mukadashas. Case number four, bazo, venatalto v'chalato. He says to her, be mekadish with me, bazo, he gives her a pri, she takes it and she eats it. He gives her another pri, and he says, bezo, natalto v'chalato. And she again takes it and eats it. V'od bezo, and then he gives another one. V'od bezo, and she keeps eating them after he gives them to her, before he gives the next one. Then, if one of those pairs was a shavapruta independently, she's mekadeshes. But if they're only a shavapruta in combination with each other, then she's eina mekadeshes because she ate them, so they're not royal litzarif anymore. You can't be mitzarif them with each other if she's been eating them as they come in, so they were never all in front of her. So the Bryce had four cases. The first three cases were all the same halacha, that you need a tziruf of all of them to be a shavapruta for the kiddushin to be chal, otherwise the kiddushin is not going to be chal. In the fourth case, the tziruf is not even going to help. You need one of them independently to be a shavapruta. So now the Gemara analyzes this Bryce. Hai ba'alon brimon ba'egos, the first case of the Mishnah where he said, you said to a woman, "Iskachli ba'alon b'riman ba'egos." What exactly is the case? Ilei m'da'amar la, o ba'alon, o b'riman, o ba'egos. If you said to her, you know, be mekudeshes to me with one or the other of these different items that I'm giving you. So we said that halacha is imyesh bekulan shavapruta mekudeshes. We said that if they all combine to a shavapruta, she's mekudeshes. Well, that wouldn't make any sense. Va'oka amar. If the case is, he's saying either this fruit or either the apple or the orange or the walnut. How could you say that if they're all together, shavapruta she's mekudeshes? It was one or the other. That wasn't the so that can't be what it's talking about. So case number one in the brisa must be ve'ela ba'alon uverimon uve'egos. I'm trying to be mekadesh you with all of them together, and therefore they're mitzarif to ushir shavapruta. But frakta gemara haidu bezo uvezo uvezo. Isn't that exactly case number two? Case number two is isn't that exactly case number three? Right. Case number one was hiskachili ba'alon brimon ube'egos. Case number two was hiskachili be'elu. Case number three was bezo uvezo uvezo. So isn't case number one and case number three the same? If it's bezo bezo bezo, elav damerla be'elu. No, it must be that when you say ba'alon brimon ube'egos, he's saying hiskachili be'elu, and that's why they're mitzarif to each other to equal the shavapruta. But wait, that's exactly the same as case number Two. The word seifa obviously is a little confusing over here. There are four cases. So seifa over here means case number two. That case number two said iskachili be'elu. So mechal dereisha la be'elu askinan. So how do you distinguish that from case number one? If case number one is also be'elu. So says Mark, there aren't four cases. There are three cases. Cases number one and two are the same. Two is just an elaboration of case number one. Perusha kamefarish. The Bryce is simply explaining itself in line number two. It's explaining what it meant in line number one. Hiskachi li balon brimon uve'egos. Keitzad. What does that mean? Kegon damela hiskachi li be'elu. That's what the Bryce meant. That he says hiskachi li be'elu. So in the Resha of the Bryce, we have cases one and two is really the same, and then case number three is the second case. So you have, he gives her an alon rimon ve'egos, and he says hiskachi li be'elu. That's one thing the Bryce is talking about. And then the second thing the Bryce is talking about is he says hiskachi li bezo bezo. And the halacha in both of those cases is the same. That since he's trying to be mekadisher with all of them together, if all together they equal a shavu pruta mekudeshes, if all together they do not equal a shavu pruta, ain't a mekudeshes. So we've just very much simplified the first three quarters of the brisa. Right, first three quarters of the brisa is really only two cases, and the halach is the same in both cases. Whether you say be'elu or whether you say bezo bezo bezo, you're giving her multiple things. They all could be mitzarif to each other for a shavu pruta. And when they are a shavapruta, she's mukadeshas. Then we move on to the final case of the Brisa, the Katani Seifa, the last case of the Brisa, what we've been calling case number four, says Bezo Metalta Vechalato. So we said in that case, you keep giving her things and she keeps eating them. Now it's not enough that they combine for a shavapruta. One of them independently has to be worth a shavapruta for her to be mukadeshas. So in that case where she's eating it, we don't make any chilik between whether she says bazo 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 and so says the Gemara, this chilik that says in the Brisa by Mekadesh bazo bazo v'ilu reisha by Mekadesh be'elu lo kamaflik, the Brisa is not mechalik bein ochelas l'manachas, whether she eats it or doesn't eat it. Meaning in the previous part of the Brisa where we said bazo bazo or be'elu, we didn't distinguish whether she, I'm sorry, in the previous part of the Brisa where we said be'elu, we don't distinguish whether she ate it or not. Notice that in the final case where she's eating it and we're saying, oh, the fact that she eats it changes everything, is where he says to her, bezo, bezo, bezo. It's bezo natalta v'achalta. Bezo natalta v'achalta. What about be'elu natalta v'achalta? The Brisa never discusses be'elu natalta v'achalta. We just said, oh, be'elu, if he says to her be'elu, then they're all mitzarif to each other for a shavapruta. What if natalta v'achalto? What if she takes it and eats each one? Oh, so you see that we don't distinguish whether she eats it or not. So that if you say be'elu, it's automatically going to be mitzarif with each other, even if she eats it. Ah, that's the raya to Rava. Shema mina kalecha damla be'elu ki ka'achla minafsha ka'achla. That whenever you say be'elu, you're not intending to give her the first fruit as a loan and then the second one as a loan until you finish giving. No, when you say be'elu, it's all l'shem kiddushin. Whatever she's eating, she already owns. It's hers, and therefore she's going to be mukadeshes as long as the fruits are mitzarif to shavapruta. So shema mina, you see, in fact, that this brisa is therefore a support for Rava. So now we accomplish two things. First, we understand the brisa independently, and second, we see that this brisa supports Rava. So to chazer over, Rava started off this daf by saying that when you say bezo bezo bezo, that's where we're going to say that that if you eat it, if she eats it as it comes in, then it's going to be a problem, right? Then they're not going to be mitzarif with each other. But if you say be'elu, even if she eats it as they come in, they'll be able to be mitzarif with each other. So we said, oh, we have a brisa that supports Rava. And then we quoted the brisa where when all the dust settles, what the brisa essentially told us is that if you give a woman a number of fruits and you say be'elu, so if they're all Shavapruta together, they could be Mitzdarif to Shavapruta together. But if you say Bazo, 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 when you give her multiple things, then it depends whether she ate it or didn't eat it. Which is exactly what Rava said, that when you say Bazo, 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 it all depends whether she ate it one at a time or not. If she ate it one at a time, you need one of them independently to be a Shavapruta. If she didn't eat them, they all combine together. If you say Be'elu, it doesn't matter. They could all combine together, even if she eats it. So now, the Gemara says, we had a machlokas previously between Rabbi Ami and the Bakram Nem Vav Amar Aleph and Rav and Shmuel, how to understand that last line of the Mishnah of Haisa Ocheles Rishona Rishona, where she eats one at a time and she's only going to be Mekudeshes if one of them is worth a Shavapruta. Rav and Shmuel understood that that was going on the Reisha of the Mishnah, where he said to a woman, Iskachli B'tmarazu, Iskachli B'zu, you did a different Lashon of Kiddushin for each item that you gave her, and you only intend to be Mekadesher with one at a time, meaning they're not Mitztarif with each other. So one of them needs to be worth a Shavapruta for the Kiddushin to be Chal. So the Mishnah says that's not only if you give it to her and she sets it aside, doesn't need to be worth the Shavapruta. The way Rav and Shmuel learned the Mishnah is, even if she pops it in her mouth right away, it would still need to be worth the Shavapruta. You might think, well, if she pops it in her mouth right away, she obviously values it. She thinks it's worth a lot because she's eating it right away. She's getting Hana from it immediately. Maybe it doesn't need to be worth the Shavapruta. No, the Chiddush of the last line of the Mishnah is, even if she's eating it still needs to be worth the Shavapruta for the Kiddushin to be Chal. That was how Rav and Shmuel understood the Mishnah. Rabbi Ami understood the Mishnah that the case of her eating it is going on the case of the second case of the Mishnah, where you are Mekadishur with multiple tomorrows together that are Mitzarev to Shir Shavapruta. And the Mishnah is saying, yeah, but they're Mitzarev to Shir Shavapruta, but if she keeps eating them, then they're not going to be Mitzarev to Shir Shavapruta. So says Gemara, Ha Nichalamandi Amara Sefakai. This brisa works very well according to Rabbi Ami, who holds that the din of the Mishnah is going on case number two, that case number three is going on case number two. My Achei Bachsman Shavapruta. What does it mean that you need one of them to be worth a Shavapruta? And not just any one of them. Achei Ba'achrona Shavapruta. That the last one needs to be worth a Shavapruta. So Achinami Achei Ba'achrona Shavapruta. So that's what's going on in the Brisa as well. That if you're Mekadisher with different types of peiros altogether, and she eats the earlier ones, she's only Mekadeshes if the last one is worth a Pruta. But according to Rav and Shmuel, that the third case in the Mishnah of her eating it is going on the Reisha, where you're only being Mekadish with one item at a time. And the Mishnah is trying to tell us that if one of them is worth a Shavapruta, even if it's one that she already ate, she's Mekadeshes, otherwise she's not Mekadeshes. Vochelet Sisrichle, and the Chiddush is that even though she ate and she was Megaladas, that she was getting Hana from these Peros, still it needs to be worth a pruta. If it's worth less than a pruta, it's not going to work for Kiddushin. So, the Brisa only talks about where you Mekadish her with multiple peros bichlal, and not where you Mekadish her with one pre biprat. So, what's the Brisa mean when it says, Im yesh ba'achsman shavapruta mekudeshes? So, says Gemara, Hamani, who's the Tana that taught the Seifa of the Brisa? Rebbe, he da amar loshna kazayis kazayis, loshna kazayis u kazayis. We're assuming, like the sheet of Rebbe, who holds with regard to the dinim of pigul, that whether a person adds the letter vav and he says kazayis u kazayis, or whether he does not add the letter vav and he just says kazayis kazayis, he does not mean to incorporate all of them together. He means to keep each one independent. Too much to get into the sugya in Zvachim that Rebbe actually comes up in and what exactly that case is. The point is that Rebbe is not mechalik between when you add the vav and when you don't add the vav. Whether you say kazayis, 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 or whether you say kazayis, u kazayis, u kazayis. So there's no chilik whether you say, bring it to Kiddushin, whether you say iskachli bezo bezo, or whether you say iskachli bezo uvazo. In both of those cases, you're not trying to be Mekadisher with all the peros together. You're only trying to be Mekadisher with one pri. So therefore, Rebbe would hold that the Isha is not Mekadeshes unless one of them is independently worth a Shavapruta. But if it's you're only going to get a Shavapruta by combining all of them together, Ein Mekadeshes. Even though the Brisa used the Lashon of Haisa Ocheles, it's Lav Dafka. It doesn't matter whether Ocheles. Even if she leaves them right there, they're not Mitztarif to the Shir Shavapruta. Meaning that we're now understanding the Seif of the Brisa that Ocheles is really inconsequential. That even if she's not Ocheles, when you use the Lashon of Bezo, Bezo, Uvazo, or Bezo, 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 without the Vav, regardless, either way, you need a Tziruf of all the payrolls together in order for her to be Mekudeshes. So it turns out that there's a machlokas between the Tana that taught the Reisha of the Brisa and the Tana that taught the Seifa of the Brisa. Because in the Reisha it said that if you say Iskachi li be'elu or Bezo Vezo, you're trying to be Mitzarif all of them together. So therefore, if they're all worth the Shavapruta, together she's Mekudeshes, even though independently they're not worth the Shavapruta. The Seifa of the Brisa says that she's not Mekudeshes unless one of them independently is worth a Shavapruta, that you're not trying to join them all together. Okay, so that ends the first and more complicated part of the daf. Now the second and also complicated, but slightly less complicated part of the daf, and that is Mekadish B'milta. So Amrav, HaMekadish B'milta, if a person is Mekadish Nisha with a loan, he had lent her money, she still has the money, so he says, Harei Mekadeshesli, with the money that you owe me. So the halacha is, Eina Mekadeshes. That's not a valid Kiddushin. And the reason is, Milva Lo Tzadnitna, that a Lova is allowed to use that money that they got for the Halvah, for whatever they want, they're allowed to spend it, and they don't have to earmark it toward anything that the Malva requires of them. And therefore, at the time of the Nesinas Halva'a, that money belongs to the woman. When the man lent the woman money, now the money's hers. So now I'm going to be Mekadisha with money that's hers? You can't be Mekadisha with money that is already hers. So the Ritva points out, even though she's getting Hana from the Mechilas HaChov, but he's not trying to be Mekadisher with the Hana'a of the Mechila Sachov. He's trying to be Mekadisher with the money itself. Well, the money is already hers, right? Milvalo Tzadnitna is very mistaver. It's a very simple concept that if I lend you money, the last thing I want is for you to hold on to that money and give me that money back. I'm not interested in that. Why would I give you money for you to just keep it as a prop in your house and then return it to me sometime later? No, the only reason I lend you money is I want you to start a business. I want you to invest in your business. I want you to buy things that you're going to be able to sell. I want you to be able to do something with it. That's why it's such a mitzvah to lend somebody money, because they could do something with it. So Milva's Lot Tzadnitna, as soon as I give it to you, it's yours. Do something with it. Make more money. And then eventually you'll pay me back not that money. You'll pay me back different bills to replace those bills, because that's the whole point. So says Mar Neim Katanai, maybe this din of Rav is totally in Machlokas Tanayim. HaMekadish B'milva, the Brisa tells us, HaMekadish B'milva ain't a Mekadeshes, but V'yesh HaMekadeshes, that it's Machlokas Tanayim whether Mekadish B'milva works or not. So my Lab Ba'akamifli, isn't this Machlokas really about Demar Savra Milva La'otza Nitna? That one opinion is that Milva's La'otza Nitna, as soon as you get the money, the lover could do whatever they want with it, and therefore the woman is not getting anything when you're Mekadish her with money that's already hers. Umar Sefer Milva Lav Lo Tzadnitna, and the second opinion holds that a lover is not allowed to just use the money for whatever they want. They have to make a particular, that it's earmarked toward whatever the stated purpose of the loan was, and you have to always have it available if the Malva ever wants it back. So at the time of the Kiddushin, he was, but when he says I'm Mekadish with the Milva, if you hold Milva Lav Lo Tzadnitna, it means that whenever the Malva says, I want you to produce the money for me right now, she's got to be able to produce it, which means that it's really his the whole time, it's not hers. So if he's Mekadisher with it, then she's really Mekadeshes. So says Mar B'Tizbara, you really think that that's how you could explain this Machlokas? Ema Seifa, the Seifa of that price, goes on to say, Vishavim b'mecher, shezeh kona. Everyone agrees that by a mecher, everyone agrees that a person could be kona, a karka from the other person with money that he lent him previously. Meaning, our home machlokas can be mekadesh b'milva. But can you buy something with a milva? Does a mecher work with a mechilas milva? Yeah, that works. B'yamr milva lotzanin b'maykani. But if you hold milva lotzanin, no. So now I lend you money, the money's yours. So how can I then be kona karka by saying, okay, don't pay me the money back, and I'm going to use that as the kesef kinyan to be kona the karka. I can't use your money as a kesef kinyan to be kona the karka. If it's yours, it's yours. So even though, yes, you're benefiting from the fact that you're not going to have to pay me back $1 million, and now you're going to, in exchange for that, I get the karka, but it's your money. I can't do a kinyan kesef with your money. So since the Gemara proved that there's no machloks, the machloks tanaim in the Brisa does not depend on milva lotzanit or not, so we have to explain the machlokas differently. So the Gemara explains the Brisa entirely differently, where the Brisa is actually not talking at all about being mekadesh a woman with money that you had previously lent her. So it says nothing to do with mekadesh b'milva. Amrav Nachman, Huna chavrin mukum la b'mili ocharei, that Huna, our friend, explain the Brisa entirely differently. V'achav ma'yaskin. And the Brisa is talking about the following. Kigon sha'amrla eskadshili bimana. A man gives money to a woman, and he says, I want you to be miskadish to me with a money. He identifies an amount of money, and he gives her a bundle of money, and then she counts it. V'nimtza mana chaser dinar. And it turns out, it's supposed to be 100, it's 99 dinarim. It's not 100. So the Mekadish says, okay, yeah. I'll owe you that. Meaning that's what the Brisa is talking about. Not where he's Mekadesh Milva, where he lent her money and he's telling her, instead of paying it back, just that will be Kesef Kiddushin. No, no, no. He owes her money. He's saying, I'm being Mekadesh with $100. And then he gave her $99 and he says, oh, okay, I'll owe you the last dollar. So Marisav Ksifla Milsla Mitveh. So one of the Tanaim holds, she'd be embarrassed to ask for that last dollar, and therefore she doesn't have Smichas Das on the Kiddushin. The Kiddushin was supposed to be for $100. She knows she's probably never going to get the 100th dollar, so she's not really comfortable with the whole Kiddushin. And the other one says, she has no problem asking for it. She'll be very happy to ask for the 100th dollar, and therefore she is perfectly fine with this Kiddushin. She will not be embarrassed at all, and therefore she is Mekudeshes. So ask the Gemara, but wait, didn't Rabbi Lazar teach us, Hiskachili b'mana v'nasan l'dinar ha'reza mekudeshes v'yashlim? So lemak t'nai yamar l'shmaitei, Rabbi Lazar taught us that if a man says to a woman, I want to be mekadeshi with these $100, and he gives her $1, so he says, yeah, I'll owe you the other 99, that's vaday a good kiddushin, no problem with that, he'll owe her the other 99, she has full smichas das. So isn't that the same achlokas? Meaning, mali, what difference does it make to me whether he left off $1 out of the 100 or whether he left off $99 out of the 100? Shouldn't it be exactly the same case? Says Gemara, no, it should not at all be the same case. They're totally different. Amri, they explained that mana chasudinar ksifal emilsal mitveh. When he says, I'm going to be mekadeshi with $100 and he gives her 99, there's a svara to say that she's not comfortable because she knows she's never going to get the 100th dollar because she's going to be too embarrassed to ask for the 100th dollar. Why would she be too embarrassed to ask for the 100th dollar? Because it looks like she's nickeling and diming him. Meaning, what difference does it make to you? I give you 99% of what you asked for. You're really going to handle over that last 1%? You're going to drive me crazy? You're going to nag me over that last 1%? So she doesn't want to be that person, so she's going to be embarrassed to do that, and because of that, she's not comfortable with the old Kiddushin. Whereas, Mana Chasr Tishim V'Teisha, but if he says he's going to give her 100 and he gave her $1, Lok Sifla Milsa L'Mitveh, she will have no busha whatsoever in saying, hello, you didn't give me anything. You gave me 1% of what you were supposed to give me. And therefore, she's perfectly comfortable asking for the rest, and that would be a valid Kiddushin. But in either event, the Brisa is not talking about a case of a classic Mekadesh B'Milva. So now the Gemara asks on the sheet of Rav. Again, Rav held Mekadesh B'Milva, Eina Mekudeshes. So we thought we had one Brisa that relates to that topic, but that Brisa, turns out, is talking about an entirely different topic. So now Meisei, we have another Brisa. Ha'omer Lisha, Skachli B'Pikadon Sheyesh L'Biyadcha. A man says to a woman, I want to be Mekadesh you with a Pikadon that you're supposed to be guarding for me. You're supposed to be watching my Pikadon. He lent her, I don't know, his laptop, and she's got his laptop. He says, I want to be Mekadesh you with with that laptop. Vaholcha umatzato shenignav shavad. And the woman went to check for the pikadon, and she found it was either stolen or is lost. So in the shtayre men shav pruta, ve shavu pruta of it remains. Laptop doesn't work so well for that example. He gave her a bag of apples. So she went to look for the apples, and there's a shavu pruta. There's one apple that remains. So mukadeshes, then she's mukadeshes. Ve imlav, but if none of it is left, the whole thing was stolen or lost, ain't a mukadeshes. Then she's not mukadeshes. That's by a pikadam. Ubimilva, but if it was money, it was cash that he had lent her, and then she went and she looked and it was gone, it was stolen, it was lost. Mukudeshes. Even though none of it is there, she's mukudeshes, because now she doesn't know the money anymore. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Milva Harei Kipikadon. No, Milva's going to have the same din as a Pikadon. That if the Shavar Pruta of it is left, mukudeshes. If the Shavar Pruta of it is not left, ain't a mukudeshes. So it's amazing. Neither Tana said what you would have thought, right? That I don't care if any of it is left or all of it is left. You can't be Mekadesh B'milva. The whole thing shouldn't work. Right? Tanakama had said that by Milva, it doesn't matter. She's always Mekadeshes. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said, as long as you still have a Shavu Pruta Mekadeshes. Nobody said, Mekadesh B'milva ain't a Mekadeshes. So with the Milva, it's Milva lo tzanitna, and Mekadesh B'milva ain't a Mekadeshes. So ad kan lo pligi ela dimar sover Milva afal gavdu lo nishtayir men Shavu Pruta umar sover nishtayir men Shavu Pruta in ilo nishtayir men Shavu Pruta lo. The only machlokas we see in this Brisa is whether she could be Mekadeshes even when there's not even a Shavu Pruta of it remaining. But everyone seems to think that fundamentally you could be Mekadesh B'milva. Question only is, does some of it need to be intact? But everyone seems to say you could be Mekadesh B'milva. So this Brisa is therefore a Kasha on Rav, because Rav says Mekadesh B'milva ain't a Mekadeshes. So Amar Rava betizbra hamitaretzta hamishabeshtehi. You're going to ask me kashas from such a brisa? You think that brisa is a reliable brisa? The brisa is obviously an erroneous brisa that needs to be fixed anyway. So it's not going to be a kasha and Rav. What's so terrible about this brisa? What makes it a mushabeshes? Hi pikadon hechidami. The case of pikadon in the brisa, that the man gave her a pikadon. He gave her the bag of apples, and then he says you should be mukadesh to me with them. So we had said in the brisa that If there's a shav pruta of it left, she's mukadeshes. So what's the case? If we're talking about where she was mekabla chrayus on the pikadon, that if it gets lost or stolen, she'll pay back the guy, hainu milva, then that's mamish the case of a halva'a, because by halva'a, the Tanakama holds that the woman is mukadeshes with the mechila of the chov, even though shav pruta does not remain. So why by a pikadon should she not be mukadeshes unless shav pruta remains? V'idu lo kabla le'a chrayus, and if we're talking about a case where she was not mekabla chrayus for this pikadon, so it's not like a halva'a, ihachi, but then when the sefer wanted to start making distinctions, Ubimilva Afalpi, the Tani Sefer of Milva Afalpi Shalom Nishtaira Menashav Pruta Mukadeshes, that by Milva it's different, because by Milva, even if none of it is left, she's Mukadeshes. You could have kept the case about Pikadon. Niflo v'nisne b'tida. We could have made the distinction within Pikadon. That Bamed, Varmamurim, when do we say that the woman is not Mukadeshes unless there's a Shavuot of it remaining? That's Shalom Kibla l'achrayus. That's where she wasn't Mekabla achrayus for the Pikadon. Aval Kibla l'achrayus. But if she had been Mekabla achrayus for the Pikadon, Aval Gavdilo nishtayre men Shavuot Mukadeshes. Even if there's not a Shavuot of it, it would have been Mukadeshes, because she has to pay back to the Mafkid. So it's like a halva, where you can be Mekadesh with it, even if not a Shavu Pruta is left. And that's why Rava says this price is obviously Meshubeshes, because the part of the price that talks about Pikadon doesn't make any sense. If it was Mekabla Achrayus, then it's the same as a Milva, and it shouldn't matter that anything is left there. And if it's the case of Lo Kibla Achrayus, the halacha that you said, that the price says, makes sense, but it could have come up with a distinction within the case of Pikadon. It didn't need to start bringing in a case of Milva. So Ela Tritzachi. So we can be Mitarit to the price as follows. Ubimilva afalpisha nishtayim menashav pruta eina mukadeshes. The case of Milva and the Brisa should read as follows. That by a Milva, I don't care if there was a shavar pruta left or not. Either way, eina mukadeshes. Not either way that she's mukadeshes. The opposite. It's eina mukadeshes. And Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Mishum Rav Meir, Milva hareki pikadon. Then Rav Shimon Elazar says, Milva is the same thing as pikadon. But the Tanakama is saying, Mekadesh b'milva is eina mukadeshes. So it's perfect. So Kamifli. What is the svara of this machlokas? Whether if you need a shava pruta, a remaining of the milva to be mukadeshes, or we say I don't care what's left or what's not left. It's ain a mukadeshes when you're mukadesh b'milva. What is the nekudas machlokas? So we're going to have five different possibilities. Amar Rabba Ashkechtinu l'Rabbanan bebei Rav di Yasi v'ka'amri. We found that the Rabbanim in the base medrash were sitting there and they were saying that b'milva brishos b'ayim l'chazara who had in la'onsin kamiflegi. I found that the Rabbanim in the base medrash were explaining b'milva brishos b'ayim l'chazara who had in la'onsin kamiflegi. The Tanaim were arguing about a halva'a that remains intact in the Rishus of the Lova, is it still considered to belong to the Malva? In the sense that the Malva says, you know what, I changed my mind, I want my money back. As long as it's there, can the Malva just demand his money back and say, you know, I changed my mind, give it back to me. And then he has to give it back to him because, the money's still there. Or if, let's say, an onus happens with that money, meaning if the Malva can demand it back, it stands to reason that if some onus happens, it was all in the Malva's Rishus the whole time, and therefore the Lova is not going to be responsible for that onus. So do we assume that? Do we assume that if an onus happens, the Malva is the one that loses, and the Malva is allowed to demand it back, because as long as the money is intact, it still belongs to the Malva? So Demarsa, the Tanakama holds Milva versus Lova Kaima. Vuadin La'onsim. No, it belongs to the Lova now, and therefore if there's an onus that happens to it, the Lova is going to have to pay. So therefore the Malva cannot be Mekadish and Isha with that money, because it's totally the Lova's. Umar Sarvar, Milva versus Bailim Kaima, Vuadin La'onsim. That it actually belongs to the Malva, and therefore he could be Mekadish Nisha with it, but the Malva is going to be responsible if any onus happens, and the Malva could demand it back whenever he wants. That's what they were explaining. V'amina lu, so I said to the Talmidim, no, if an onus happens, for sure that's the Lova's problem. Meaning, if an onus happens to that money, that for sure the Lova's going to have to pay for. My time, why should that be the case? Because lo gar misha'ela, it should be no different than a loan of an item. Masha'ela dahad rabbi ina chayiv ba'onsim. Just like a she'ela where you return the item itself, you give back the thing itself, you're still chayiv in the onsim so long as you're borrowing it. So Melvalokolshkein, when you're borrowing money where you don't even return the item itself, you return other cash, other money, so of course you should be chayiv in the ones that happens to it. The whole Elohacha Melvalokolsh is by the Mechazari Kibinayu. So the whole Machlokas is only how much is it still in the Roshus of the Malva. Can the Malva demand it back while it's still intact, or can the Malva not demand it back? But as far as Onsim are concerned, there's no discussion. So the Gemara asks from Machlokas Tanayim on that which Rav Huna said. If a person borrows an axe from his friend and he uses it, so now the mashiel can't be chozer on it anymore because the shoel has acquired it. Lo bikabo, lo kanao. But so long as he hasn't used it yet, so then he has not yet been kon it. So is that really subject to machlokas tanaim that the kardom is in the rishus of the mashiel until the shoel uses it? That's going like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that Mos Halva is in the Rishus of the Malva until the Lova uses it, and that's against the Tanakama that says that it immediately belongs to the Lova. So it says, no, Rav Huna is not totally in this Machlokas Tanaim. There's a chilik between his case and the Braisa. Ad kan lo pligi el b'milva. The whole Machlokas Tanaim is about money to lo hadra be'ena, where the Lova is never going to give back those exact bills. He gives back other money in its place. And that's why the Tanakama says that as soon as he receives the halva'a, it's his. It belongs to the Lova. And the Malva cannot be chozer on it. But if I'm lending you kalim, where you're supposed to give me back the very object that I gave to you, and it never totally leaves the rishus of the mashiel, divrakol, everyone would agree that bikabo in, that if you already started to use it, the mashiel can't demand it back until the end of the term of the loan. But lo bikabo, lo kano. But if you haven't yet used it, then it still belongs to the shoel. So the Gemara tries to be told of the din of Rav about Mekadesh B'milva in a different Machlokas Tanayim. Neima Ketanayim. Maybe it's subject to Machlokas Tanayim as follows. The Braisa tells us as follows. A man says to a woman, Hiskachi li b'shtar chov, O shayilo melva b'yad acherim v'hirsha aleihem. He says, I want you to be Mekadesh to me with this shtar chov that somebody else owes me money. Or you should just know, somebody else owes me money, I'm giving you the right to collect that money. And because you're getting the right to collect the money, you should be mekadesh to me with that right. So Rameir says it's a valid kedushin. The Chum say it's not a valid kedushin. Hai shtar chov hechidami. What's the case of this shtar chov? Ilim shtar chov da cherim. If we're talking about that someone else owes him money and he's giving her that shtar chov, hainu milva bi'al cherim. That's the same case as someone else owes, as the other case. There were two cases in the Brisa, shtar chov and milva bi'al cherim. So what difference does it make if he's giving her, saying you should be mekadesh to me with the shtar chov, or be mekadesh to me with the fact that other people, with the money that you're going to be able to collect from other people? Ooh, elalav shtar chov dida. It must be that the case of shtar chov is a shtar chov that she owes him money. Or mekadesh milva kamiflagi, and they're arguing whether mekadesh b'milva works or not. So says Gemara, nah, liolam shtar chov da'cherim. It's a shtar chov of somebody else, that somebody else owes him money. Aye, but we said, isn't that the same case as being mekadesh her by telling her she can collect money that's owed to some by somebody else? No, lahachav milva b'shtar, milva al peh kamiflagi. No, the two cases are, one is someone owes me money with a shtar, and I'm giving her the shtar, and being mekadesh with it. The other is someone owes me money without a shtar, and I'm just giving her the right to collect the money. So I'm not actually giving the shtar. So the svara of the machlokas is b'milv b'shtar. So the Gemara is going to explain, I guess we'll pick up with that tomorrow, what the svara of the machlokas in each case is going to be. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, a wonderful Yantav.